Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. Mr.
Sandman, you get the idea? Bring me a
dream. It's on the internet. Cutest that
I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two
lips like roses. It's a great program. And tell him
that his lonesome nights. Here's the Sandman.
There are nine types of people. Nine you're going to meet in retirement. Some offer attributes you may want to adopt, while others, well, you may want to avoid. In any event, my grandmother once told me to listen because you can always learn something new. So today I'm going to walk you through the nine types of people you'll meet in retirement. Which one or ones will you be most like? Good morning. I'm David Hollander. And this is Protect Your Assets. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions each week right here. As I was saying, there are numerous surveys and studies that have been performed on how people approach and live in retirement. When you zoom out, you can see that there are several different types of people you're going to encounter during your golden years. Some you want to be like, and others, well, you just want to avoid. You know what I mean? The key is they all can provide lessons for living a fulfilling retirement. And today, we're going to share the nine types of people you'll encounter in retirement and what you can learn from them. Now, let's get started. Well, markets were down this week. The Dow was off 0.8%. The S&P 500, well, yeah, we dropped 2.1% to close at 43.93. The NASDAQ, well, that was down 2.6%, and we are in correction territory. Down year-to-date 14.7%. A little bit of pain there. The 10-year trading at 2.83%. on its way to 3, and the oil closed at 106 a barrel. Year to date, up 41.4%. So still the asset class is doing best. Bonds down 7.7%. So this past week, we had a shorter week. As you know, Friday was a holiday, and there was no trading going on. But inflation was the big news this week, as there were some signs that it's softening a little bit and things could get more affordable. So this past week, we had two very important inflation readings for the month of March. Those were the U.S. Consumer Price Index, also known as the CPI, and the Producer Price Index, or the PPI. And the CPI came in at 8.5% year over year, and this was in line with expectations, but it's still at a 40-year level. And the PPI, the Producer Price Index, which measures prices paid by producers to make stuff, came in at 11.2% year over year. This was the highest number on record. So, of course, as soon as that came out, I had several listeners send me texts or emails, and they were saying, hey, have you heard about these I-bonds where you can make 6 to 9%? And I said, well, yeah, and I looked at them, and sure enough, you can buy these I-bonds, inflation bonds that the Treasury put out there, $10,000 limit. You can buy them direct from the Treasury direct, and they are a reflection of inflation. And so wherever inflation is a year from now is what you could potentially make. And it's, of course, it's a limited amount of investment. But in any event, I pointed out to them that you'd have to go through the Treasury to do that. Well, as you're thinking about inflation, and what I want to caution you about this morning is, sure, it is running hot, no doubt. These are the highest records we've seen in history on the PPI. But we're seeing some signs that inflation could peak in the weeks ahead. And what do I mean by that? Well, a big makeup of this is, of course, the price of oil. And as you know, gas and oil was very high in March. In fact, we were talking about that. It was a 108. But right now, the average price for April has started to come down. It's sitting at 99. So if this trend continues, we could see lower headline CPI in the next couple months. And that would be a symbol that inflation is starting to come down. Now, the other big component of inflation that makes up about a third of the CPI basket is shelter. And as you know, home prices and rents have increased as inflation has risen. But part of that was due to the housing supply. There was a shortage of housing, and this has caused prices to rise, especially affordable housing. And with all the surplus that was floating around, money was flowing towards real estate. Well, there's something that's occurring right now. Mortgage rates, the 30-year mortgage rate has gone up quite a bit from where it was. And so as a result of that, I think you're going to start to see prices come down, which again, overall, will start to soften up inflation. So I think you're going to start to see inflation start to come down later this year. And historically, as inflation starts to move from a peak, if this is certainly the peak, to the bottom, this usually takes about 2 to 3 years steadily for it to happen. It doesn't happen just overnight, just like interest rates do. It takes some time. So I don't think we're going to get back to 2% core inflation for any time in the immediate future, but the direction of travel should be lower. And so what does that mean for your money, especially for bonds? Well, I'm going to say this morning, I think the worst could be behind us when it comes to bonds. I think the bond market has gone through an adjustment this first quarter, and they've priced in what they think is a aggressive Fed and the tightening cycle we've been hearing about. And this was most notable as I was looking this past week at the 2-year treasury. Now, as you remember last week, we were talking about 2-year treasuries and yields were around 2.5%. And we've seen the range in 2-year treasuries just this first quarter go from 0.73%. I mean, if you gave your money to the treasury for 2 years, you'd get 0.73% starting at the year. Went all the way up to 2.52%. And this past week, we saw it moderate back a little bit to 2.45. So we're seeing yields, which reflect the future, start to come back a little bit on the short end. Now, on the longer end, the 10-year, like I said at the start, that's around a little over 2.8 now. And I don't think it's unlikely for the 10-year to get to 3% this year. So if you're borrowing money or looking at the 10-year as a benchmark for yourself, 3% is not out of line, and it could even go higher than that, but I don't think substantially higher from there, because again, as inflation starts to moderate, rates will calm down a little bit, and this could provide you an opportunity right now to diversify or even rebalance your bond positions, and so be on the lookout for that. Now, what else are we watching? Well, this past week was the kickoff of the first quarter earnings season. And this is going to be critically important to your equity portfolio. So for the S&P 500, earnings season has officially kicked off. And as you know, usually the big banks talk first. And so we saw JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs. And the message across the board is seeming to be right now what I will call cautious optimism. What does that mean? Well, JP Morgan said they were going to raise their credit reserves. Now, when banks do that, they think that the default rates, which right now are super low because people have cash, they do that because they think that the default rates are going to rise. And JP Morgan admitted on the call that it was a preemptive move if the economy starts to slow down a little bit. Now, contrary to this, where the optimism comes in is Delta. Now, I don't know if you've been out traveling or trying to get an airline ticket or stay at a hotel or go to a restaurant. What's going on? They're packed. You can't get in. You can't get a seat. They cost so much money. These hotels are filled. I mean, it's tough right now. So Delta reported that they're seeing strong demand, obviously, for seats on their planes, and they forecasted a return to get this pre-2019 levels of activity. So things seem to be back in line for the travel industry. And this is the dichotomy I'm seeing right now in their economy. Right now, things seem to be fine. The economy is saying things are strong, consumer spending solid, unemployment's low. But the Fed tightening really hasn't started in a meaningful way. And you now have a bank, a major bank, increasing credit reserves, which shows, really, if you read it, concern about future growth. Maybe not right now, but next month's quarters ahead. So we've got to keep our eye on this. What's going to happen over, I'd say, the next 2 weeks? Next 2 weeks are going to be critical as we look at what companies are saying about their overall earnings and their projections. Now, why is that? Because it ties directly into the price of your stocks, especially on the S&P 500. And here's what I mean. The S&P 500 right now is, remember, I always say this, markets are trading based on expectations. Where are things going? And right now, the expectations for 2022 are $225 a share of earnings. The 2023 expectations are $243. Now, as earnings season start to come around here, we're going to be listening closely to what they say, because if expectations are not intact, if there's a slowdown, if there's a drop, don't be surprised to see stocks drop. And I know this past week we saw stocks come down a little bit, and it could be as a result of comments like what JP Morgan was saying. On the other hand, if Delta and that sort of commentary continues and it's strong and things look really, really good and it just continues, and we see that the 2023 earnings sit around 243. Well, I think this could set up a near-term rally as investors start to think about the value of where things could be trading in 2023. In that instance, you could see the S&P 500 very easily get to 4738. And that's a pretty big move from where we are right now. So, you know, I'm just a little skeptical in the back of my mind because I'm seeing a slowdown in activity. I know the Fed's going to be raising rates. I'm expecting their 50 basis point raise coming in May. In fact, this past week, the probability of that happening, according to the experts, was 91%. So it's very likely that that's going to happen. And as a result of more raises, things just slow down. It's just the way it is. I don't think there's going to be a recession in 2022. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't see that. I see volatility continuing. Like this past week, we saw the market coming down a little bit, but this could be some upside, particularly if the next couple of weeks look good with earnings. And so just, you know, anytime you get a pullback like now, maybe use that as an opportunity to diversify your equity portfolio, your bond portfolio, and continue to focus on those defensive and value parts of the market. I'm going to talk more about this next week in my State of the Union address. If you're not aware of that, you can contact us. We'll get you on the list to listen to that. I'll get into all the detail on the equity returns, where I think things are going. But I still think overall equities are going to outpace inflation over time. And you want to be involved in defensive and value like healthcare, consumer staples, and industrials. And right now I'm preferring large cap over small cap. I do have some small cap, but large cap is dominating the portfolio. Now next week, I'm going to be looking at housing starts to get more signal on the real estate market, and also the PMI index, which again is another level of inflation measure. Are you lost? Well, not everyone has a smooth transition into retirement. If you know what I'm talking about, well, stick with me as I'll help you find your way back. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. Everyone's experience in retirement is unique, but we've identified 9 types of people that you're going to come across in retirement. And you got to ask the question, which one are you? Are you a combination of a few? Well, the first type of person that we meet, I'll call them lost. That is, not everyone has a smooth transition into retirement. As noted in an article published by the American Psychological Association, research has found some people experience anxiety, depression, and debilitating feelings of loss when they walk off the job. The retirement lesson you can learn from this is too often people can put too much focus on money when planning for retirement. It's super important to plan for the social and the psychological part of retirement and what you're going to be doing with that, because a lot of people have a problem dealing with losing their career identity, maybe forming new relationships outside of the workforce, finding things to do, and just passing the time. So this is why I typically recommend that people not only build a financial plan around their goals, but also think about what makes them happy in life and make sure they're doing those things before they retire, and figure out once they retire how they're going to pay for those things they really want to do. And your plan is all about that. So remember this, you won't know exactly how this new stage of life feels until you get there. And one way to avoid any emotional surprise, I'll call it, is to give retirement a test drive by starting to reduce your working hours. And a lot of people don't do this. It is possible, you know, your boss, or if you run your own company, you know, they don't want to see you burn out. So just tell them, just say, hey, I'm getting tired. I need, instead of, you know, 40, 50 hours a week, let's take it back to maybe 30. And then you go to 20 as you near retirement, because that's going to give you time to do some of the things you've always wanted to do. Now, the next type of people that we meet in retirement are the givers. Do you love giving to others? Then you may identify with these next two types of retirees. I call the first the superhero. Not all superheroes wear capes. In fact, most wear t-shirts emblazoned with the word volunteer. And many of those real-world superheroes are retirees. Two-thirds of retirees say they found retirement to be the best time in their life to give back, according to a age wave study. The study strongly shows volunteering can positively impact your psychological well-being. Retirees were three times more likely to say helping people in need brings them happiness in retirement more than spending money on themselves. Moreover, those who donate money or volunteer feel a stronger sense of purpose and self-esteem and are usually happier and healthier. The moral of the story, everyone should consider volunteering as a top retirement goal. The next type of retiree that we meet is the overly generous person. Some parents, even grandparents, can't just help themselves. They'll help a child or a grandchild even under the constraints of a limited income. Now, there's nothing wrong with helping children. It becomes a problem, though, when children start to become a financial burden on your retirement goals. And this has become more common as things have just gotten much more expensive. Get this, nearly 40% of empty nesters are still supporting their adult children in some way. And this was according to a report by 55 Places. The average monthly amount these parents spend on each child is $254. Now, the lesson you can learn from this is your savings should be earmarked for a specific purpose, say to help support your lifestyle for the next 20 to 30 years. And it's true, adult children today face a bevy of financial challenges that previous generations didn't, like student loan debt, exorbitantly high prices to buy a first-time home, but they still have the luxury of time and, more importantly, the ability to work. You don't. So don't get me wrong, you don't necessarily have to completely financially cut off your kids, but you need to set some limits. I know it's tough when you find yourself saying sure because your child asks you for something. In your mind, see a stop sign and ask yourself, is there another way to help my child? Learn a lesson from this and not ask me for that money. For example, do they really need this thing that they want? Or is there a way for them to earn it themselves and to wait to get it or to experience whatever it is they're after? One way to make sure you're doing the right thing with your money is to make sure that your money is on track. Do you know if your investment strategy is on the right track right now, given what we're seeing right now with interest rates rising and inflation? Listen, you can't get a second opinion from the guy who or gal who gave you the first one, even if that's you. Get an honest second opinion during our on-track retirement review with our team here at the Liberty Group and make sure you're on the right track with your money for retirement. To find out right now if you're on the right path, call this number, 866-PROTECT. This will get you a complimentary 15-minute coaching call. It's easy, painless, complimentary, and we do all the heavy lifting for you. So if you want to verify that your investments are as tax efficient as possible, I know those checks were painful this year, weren't they? Do what so many other radio listeners have done. Find out if there's a better way to pay less taxes right now, especially as tax rates look like they're going to be going up. Give us a call right now, 866-PROTECT. We'd love to connect with you over the phone, Zoom, virtually. You're even welcome to come to the office. Get your second opinion right now. It's too important not to. Call 866-PROTECT. That's 866-PROTECT for your retirement review right now. On today's show, we're sharing the 9 people you'll meet in retirement. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, it's time for our popular They Say segment. Do you have a friend that is super cheap, or are you that friend? Well, you're going to meet this type of retiree during our next segment. So much more to come. Keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And speaking about podcasts, well, we've done a great little market segment now that you can check out if you listen to podcasts on Spotify or your iTunes. Just type in Protect Your Assets in that little search glass window, and you'll see this cool new little graphic they made of me. Great job, team. But more importantly, the content. The content has been spruced up in a way where you can listen to these things pretty quickly and be back on your way. So if you listen to podcasts, check out the Protect Your Assets podcast and see what you think. And if you like it, please tell a friend. I really do like that. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All I know is that I don't. All right, well, here's one they say. They say there are people who don't enjoy their money in retirement. Is this because they don't have enough saved? Or because they don't give themselves permission to spend it? Well, I'll throw another one out there. Maybe they don't know how much they can spend. We say this all the time. People look at retirement and they think it's a time of their life to live life to the fullest. The attitude of many retirees can be different. After saving all their lives, they're reluctant to spend money, even on their retirement goals. There was a study that was published in the Journal of Personal Finance that said half, I mean, this is a big number, half of retired folks said they were afraid to use their savings. The reasons for being fearful are the need for medical care, the uncertainty of healthcare costs in the future, the concern that they could run out of money, the fact that the stock market has been volatile and that interest rates have been rising and bonds have been going down in value. So these are the main risks that that folks are talking about. So what can you learn from this? Well, first of all, these type of fears highlight the importance of having a plan, a written plan, that is a living, breathing document. Because only through having a plan can you be confident about how much you can spend. So you know things like, well, how much are my taxes going to be? How much is the income going to be coming in? How much are my expenses going to be? And of course, there's going to be the unknown things that come up. And so you want to put that in your budget. And then, of course, there are some things you want to do. So you want to put that in your budget as well. And you want to see if your portfolio can cover all of those things. And if it can, then you will be more comfortable in receiving that money on a monthly basis and spending it guilt-free. It's okay to have concerns about spending, but it should not limit or stop you completely from enjoying everything that you've worked so hard for to this point in time. And it does, because you don't usually know how much you can spend. So a lot of good plans will go through everything I just said. But the big one that our plan does, we use one of the most sophisticated financial planning tools available in the market today. And what our plan can do for you is it can actually show you how much you can spend per month. And let me give you an idea about this. Let's say that you run a budget and you see what your expenses are, what your income is coming in, and you say, well, you know, I feel I can spend about this much money. But what's happening to your portfolio, your IRA account, your 401ks, your savings that's just sitting there? Well, if it's been in the market at all over the last 10 years, it's been growing. And most likely you haven't been spending it. You've been looking at it and watch it grow and grow and grow. And the thing you have to ask yourself is, well, when you die, it's not going with you. There's no way you can take it with you. You can leave it to your family, but it's not going with you. So a lot of people say, well, how much can I spend of that and then leave my children or my spouse or my loved ones a certain amount of money? And that's what our clients say to us. How much can we live off monthly and then leave our family a certain amount when we go? In other words, spending more of that now so you can enjoy it. I'll give you an example. Client walked in and said, well, our advisor said we could spend about $60,000 a year off our portfolio and not ran out of money. Well, we ran our system and that number went up to $330,000. You heard me right. So 60 or 330, what's better, obviously. And it became as simple as depositing that money into their bank account each month because, again, they weren't sure about how to spend it. But once it shows up in your account, almost $28,000 a month, in addition to your other income, what are you going to do with it? You're going to figure out ways to spend it. Maybe give it to charity. Maybe you take your family on that huge trip that you've always wanted to do so you could all be together. It's amazing how when you book a month or a few weeks out in some great place, maybe rent a villa in Italy or something, people will show up. I'll tell you that right now. So maybe you take it down for a month and you just open it up to the family. Hey, I know you're busy, but I'm going to rent this place in Tuscany for July. And if you want to come, you're welcome. Well, guess what? You're going to have people showing up and it's going to be a great time. So that's the way you do it. And if that's something that you're wanting to do, then you need to talk to us about that. The next person you're going to meet in retirement is the tireless mover. You know this person. They're always on the go. They have a bucket list that is seemingly as long as a CVS receipt. You can catch up with this person in between a Bikram yoga class and a 20-mile bike ride. Every day is filled with classes or appointments or friendly meetups. On the weekends, this person most likely is out skydiving or right now they're at Coachella. Retirement lesson learned from these people is to remain active as you grow older. You need to live a healthy lifestyle. Studies have proved that exercise and a healthy diet increase energy, boost your immune system, and the recommendation from this, the CDSC is that you get about 150 to 300 minutes of moderate intense physical activity a week. You can spread that out over a week. That's what I do. I can't take it all in one day. Older adults who regularly exercise have greater stamina, mobility, flexibility, and a better attitude, and generally age much better than those who don't. So not to be overlooked is the fact that a healthy lifestyle will also lower your medical costs. The next person you're going to meet is the workhorse. A working retirement, isn't that an oxymoron? For many retirees, it's not. And they're not working mainly for financial reasons. A flex job survey of over 2,000 people working at or near retirement found that while 64% needed to work, they also said they wanted to work because they enjoyed it. 17% of those worked solely because they wanted to, not because they had to. So the retirement lesson learned there is many people see retirement not as a time to rest and relax, but to realize their dreams of becoming an entrepreneur. Older Americans are starting more businesses than ever before. People 55 to 64 years old made up, get this, 26% of those new businesses started, according to the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation. Though certainly not for everyone, work can provide meaning and sense of purpose in retirement. In addition to the financial advantages, it may also offer physical health benefits. And there's many studies out there that find people who retire with jobs, even part-time, report better physical and mental health throughout their retirement. So if you choose to work in retirement, just keep in mind the financial implications of doing that. I know we have taxes due here on Monday, but you probably just went through this, and I know that taxes were painful this last year. In fact, if you're getting Social Security benefits, that's going to increase your tax rate, particularly if you're between 62 and your full retirement age. So if right now you're looking at your account balances and you're seeing that this market going down has affected them, you don't want to just sit there, because right now markets are changing as interest rates rise, as inflation's here. There are economic forces at work. And if you're not sure why your portfolio is not reacting the way it has the last 10 years, well, there's a reason for that. And I would advise you to get a second opinion right now about what you could be doing now to make more interest rates. Are you earning at least 3% on your savings? I'm talking about your safe money. If you're not, then pick up the phone right now and call us and find out what we're doing. 866-PROTECT is the number. You can set up a 15-minute call with me or a member of my team right now by calling this number, 866-PROTECT. Because let's face it, if your money is sitting at the bank earning nothing and you want to earn more like 3%, then give us a call right now. Call 866-PROTECT. It's time for a quick break, but when we come back, you want to be that globetrotter? Well, find out how to do it. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back. You were born alone and you will die all by yourself. Take the
time for yourself. Make time for you. Can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show protect your assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. Why shouldn't I be loving
me? You need a breakdown. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And isn't the name Protect Your Assets so relevant right now when the future is so uncertain? Obviously, there's the war still raging on. Interest rates are rising. The market's been coming down. Inflation is at all-time highs. If you missed any of today's show, and most importantly, my market segment, you got to go back and listen to the podcast. If you have a podcast, Spotify, anything like that, just type into the glass, Protect Your Assets, and you'll see our new market segment there, which is a pretty neat little thing to listen to. It's pretty quick, and check it out. During today's episode, we've been sharing the nine people you're going to meet in retirement, and you've probably been asking yourself, well, which one am I? The ninth person you're going to encounter in retirement is someone that you can learn a lot from especially if you're not retired yet. And your interactions with this person may be primarily in the form of either postcards sent from abroad or those selfies in front of famous landmarks, or there's a good chance this person could be you. Are you the person traveling multiple miles each year? I have one client. This particular client decided to actually sell their house in the Bay Area and move to Ireland, and another one recently moved to Portugal. So, you know, this is happening. People are selling their homes. They're cashing out. They're looking at ways to either minimize that capital gain tax. So if you bought your house, say, in the 80s and you paid a lot less for it, and today it's worth so much more, and you're maybe thinking about not selling it because of the capital gain tax you might have to pay. Well, there's ways around that. There's ways to look at real estate and use it in different ways. And perhaps you could use some of that equity to map out the next 3, 4, 5 years of your life, where you're traveling around the world and seeing and staying in places where you've always wanted to go. And I'll tell you, there's a big difference from just visiting a place for a week. I always kind of laugh when people say to me, hey, I want to go to Rome. And I say, well, that's great. You know, what are you going to do? Well, I got about a week. And I laugh and I say, well, you know, I lived there for 6 months and I found something new to do every single day when I was there. And I still haven't done it all there. There's so much to see in a city like that with all the history and literally walking through all these stories you've read about. And lots of it is still there. You can touch it. You can see it. So, you know, if you want to travel and you want to do more, the lesson learned from this Globetrotter is that survey after survey, as you look at retirement, ranks travel as one of the top retirement activities. And as you remember, at the top of the hour, I was talking about Delta Airlines and how they said this last week, their first quarter earnings were literally on fire. They're seeing levels back to the pre-pandemic, pre-2019 level, where things, as you remember, the airports were stacked and things were busy. And according to the Transamerica Center for Retirement, studies show that almost 40% of retirees said they spend their time traveling in retirement. And next was spending time with their family and friends and enjoying hobbies. So, you know, traveling is right up there. And if you're thinking about spending more of your retirement on the road, then I recommend right now, particularly with things that are oversold and airlines that are not as available as they used to be, you really need to plan ahead for what it is you want to do. And the more time you have, the better, honestly. So if you're going to be traveling overseas right now, particularly with what's going on in Europe, you got to be careful. You got to make sure that you're have a plan in place if something were to happen. So with our clients, as I said, we use a system called eMoney, and in there we have something called a vault. And in the vault, we ask them to save their passport. The vault's encrypted, it's secure. And, you know, if you're overseas, this happened to me. If you're in Rome, this happened to me in Rome. I was on the subway and someone stole my passport out of my pocket. It was in the front pocket. I had it buttoned and everything on my leg so I could feel it. And some guy, actually it was a gal, she came in and picked my pocket and took my passport and she was gone. These things happen. So you've got to be careful. And you want to make sure you have the ability to retrieve that information, particularly if you're overseas and you lose it or something happens, something gets stolen. This happens all the time. And, you know, you can't get mad about it. Just it is what it is. You just got to be careful and you got to make sure that, you know, you've got access to these things. And the web is a great way to do that. As long as you have it secured and saved somewhere in the cloud, you can get it and you can print it. And that can help you go to an embassy and get a new one printed pretty quickly. So if you don't want to rack up a bunch of charges, accessing your money, then I would recommend, particularly if you're going to travel, get a credit card that doesn't charge foreign transaction fees when you use it as you're traveling. And a lot of these cards can give you benefits like, you know, free hotel stays, airline upgrades. So, you know, especially if you're going to be flying long distances, I recommend you know, trying to upgrade your ticket. This is a big one. I talk to a lot about my clients. Well, I've never really flown in business class and I don't know if I can afford it. Well, how do you know that? You know, unless you've really mapped it out and budgeted and figured it out, which by the way, we know how to do, we can help you do that. And I'll tell you, flying, being able to lay down on those long flights is critical to your ability when you hit the ground there to get going, because you may spend a day or two just recuperating from that difficult flight if you really weren't able to sleep, in addition to the time change. So it's a big deal. And so if you're thinking about that and you want to know how you can even use your healthcare internationally, we've been to every continent in the world, so we've got lots of experience in this area. There's many people on my team who travel regularly, and we have lots of stories to share with you about that, particularly if you want to live abroad. These are things that we love to help people with. Listen, if you need help, we can help develop a strategy that can help you. If you want, go with 10 cents in the bank, meaning you spent it all while you were alive and enjoyed it all. And seriously, do you know how much money you can spend right now each and every month and not run out of money all the way till your very last day? Well, if you don't, then call me right now so we can help you figure out how much you can spend each month. And then once that money starts hitting your account, guess what? You're going to go out and start spending it. It's just that simple. So here's what I want you to do right now. I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose, exhale through your mouth, and picture a day when you don't have to worry about taxes anymore. Picture a day when you can walk into the palace at Versailles and enjoy a glass of rosé that afternoon on the Seine. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and finally do all the things you've always wanted to do because the money is in your bank account. Those days are out there, but it all starts with our 15-minute virtual checkup. You do that with doctors, so why not do it with your money? Get your 15-minute checkup and find out why you just paid all those taxes. If you have questions and they're not getting answered, or you have that feeling, you know the one, will feel better right now by taking action. Call this number, 866-PROTECT, to get your virtual 15-minute checkup with a fiduciary by calling this number, 866-PROTECT. Call now. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Executive producer, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers there doing the heavy lifting, Phil and Brett. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Hope you have a great Easter and go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed is not considered your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.